Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Desir, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian Vodou cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise.
Bonsoir, bonsoir, moi dis oui. A gaoudé, oh, comment on est? Gaoua, de gaoua, ça gaoua, ton air. Le monde de mise à moi, t'as le bois en maillé.
Bonsoir, bonsoir.
Another episode of the Agua Cirito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife. Today, we are going to honor and love on the powerful loi, Metagau, the loi of lightning, thunder, earthquake, and storms in Haitian Vodou. As always, we begin our conversation about the divine by centering ourselves with breath and prayer. Let's breathe together three times. Inhale wisdom and exhale ignorance. Inhale learning and exhale resistance. Inhale transformation and exhale stagnation. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to the divine spirits and our collective ancestors of earth, water, fire, and air in the east, west, north, and south, both known and unknown. Greetings to Metagau. We invite you into this space and ask that you help us all better understand your energy. Greetings, our esteemed listeners. We ask that whatever you need from this episode be met, that the guidance shared in this episode be understood, and that any lessons that need to be learned, be learned. Aibobo, agoago, bo, rababa, asao, alaso, awoshanago, jabodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sem, bo. Welcome back to another episode of the Agua Cirito podcast show. If you've been on the journey with us, thank you so much for tuning in again. I truly appreciate you being part of our digital laku. And if you're new to the show, welcome and a big aibobo to you. I'm your host, Professor Konekife, and this show is all about one thing: deconstructing, demystifying, and decolonizing Haitian Vodou. Every Wednesday, I share information with the goal of educating, empowering, and enlightening our listeners on the beautiful religious practices of Haitian Vodou. We're currently in season two of the podcast show, and season two is all about loving on the lois. Each episode this season focuses on a different loi from the Vodou pantheon, and today's conversation is about Metagau. Before we kick off, I'd love for you to hit that follow subscribe button so you never miss an update. If you're enjoying what you hear, leaving us a quick rating and review is one of the best ways to support the show. And of course, feel free to share this episode with a friend you think would enjoy it as well. And since we have listeners in our digital laku all across the world, every week I shout out a city where our listeners are located. This week, I want to send a big aibobo, a big javodo to all of our listeners in Greenbelt, Maryland. Greenbelt, Maryland, aibobo, aibobo, aibobo to you. So let's kick off with our segment, Parole Pouvoir of the Week. For those that are new to the show, Parole Pouvoir in English means words of power. Each week, we unpack a powerful Creole word rooted in Haitian Vodou, exploring the spiritual wisdom it carries. This week's Parole Pouvoir is actually, listeners, going to be two words. We are going to focus on tonnerre and the word zekle. Both are terms that are really fitting for our episode today on Metagau. So let's start with the word tonnerre. So tonnerre means thunder. It actually means kind of like the thunder force. And if we think about the thunder force from a Vodou cosmology perspective, The thunder is seen as a visible, loud expression of the unseen world interacting with our the physical realm, interacting with Earth. So in this context, tonnerre, or thunder force, symbolizes the raw elemental power. It symbolizes the sky's voice. It symbolizes the boundary between humans and the divine. And it is a reminder that nature and spirit are not separated, that we are all interconnected. And that is a major, major key underpinning of the Vodou cosmology. So in this context, the thunder force is seen as a sign, as a message, as a threshold from the divine. And it reminds practitioners of their relationships to their ancestors, to the loas, but also to the land, to the storms, to this idea of survival. And in the African diasporic imagination, when we put together the elements of like thunder, rain, and wind, they're considered alive. They're considered to be imbued with spirit and interacting with the world. So, you know, when you hear thunder, let's say within a Vodou ritual or in a story, you're hearing more than noise. We're witnessing the sky speaking. And if we switch gears and we think about the word zekle, so tonnerre means thunder, but the word zekle means lightning in Creole. And from a Vodou cosmological perspective, lightning is the flash, right? It's the instant energy break. It's the quick crossover between the sky and the earth. Lightning symbolizes transformation. It symbolizes revelation. It also symbolizes power that arrives just and leaves just as fast as it arrives. And so when lightning strikes, the boundary between worlds are pierced. It's actually, I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of lightning, because it happens, you know, in like nanoseconds. But if you ever see pictures, it is a striking image to see the pictures and to also to look at it from a spiritual context. From a ritual perspective, the term zekle might be used metaphorically to identify spiritual events, the coming of a spirit, or a specific message. And zekle is also seen as a messenger, as a sign of sacredness in action. Do you have a Vodou word that you would like to learn more about? Email us at aguacerito@gmail.com and we'll make sure to feature it in an upcoming episode. Today's conversation about Metagaou will be informed by the scholarly works of Benjamin Happelwaith as well as Mumbo Lamanfa. So what's on the agenda for today? We're going to start the conversation by deconstructing the spiritual significance of what Metagaou represents when we think about storms and earthquakes. So we want to always start with the elements that the loas represent as a way to really explain and express their energy. So we're going to start the conversation by talking about the spiritual significances of storms and earthquakes. We'll then pivot. We'll talk about Metagaou. We'll talk about his origins. We'll talk about his specific energetic signature. We'll share and discuss other comparable deities to Agaou across world religions. We'll then wrap up today's conversation and share with you what it means to see Metagaou's energy surfacing in your life. So if we begin the conversation, let's begin by talking about the spiritual significance of storms. In Vodou cosmology, storms and earthquakes are not just random acts of nature. They are living messages from the spiritual world. If we were to consider how the earth and sky are seen as these conscious forces filled with energy, filled with memory, always in relationship with humans and the laws. So when we are in the midst of a storm, when the thunder rolls or the ground trembles, it's understood as communication. So in these moments when spiritual currents move through matter, and when I say matter, I'm thinking like the physical earth matter, It is a way spiritually of shaking away stagnation and rebalancing what has fallen out of harmony. Now, I'm sure you can go online and you may have taken a class, you know, if you remember like geology class, if you remember any other science class, they may talk about storms and how storms and earthquakes form, and they start talking about tectonic plates, and they talk about kind of the technicalities of the storms and the earthquakes. But I want to make sure, because, you know, as we talk about these divine beings, and especially divine beings that have an elemental nature like Agau, understanding the spiritual significance of storms will help you reframe from a decolonized perspective. When, if you step outside your door and you see a storm coming, you're not going to just focus on the mundane, you know, getting ready, putting on your jacket, making sure you're doing the things to stay covered. You're going to reflect on the storms differently. So, you know, to me, that is one of the goals of sharing the spiritual significance of these elemental beings. Because again, as Vodouisans, we know that we are in constant communication with Earth, and Earth is constantly in communication with us. And so the more we decolonize and understand these symbols, the better we can connect with ourselves, we can connect with our ancestors, we can connect with our laws. Jabodo. So to take it back, so if we go back and we talk about a storm, so, you know, if we're talking about it being in communication, in this context, a storm is the breath of the world clearing itself. When we think about what is comprised of a storm, most storms, typically there's a lot of winds, there's light headwinds, there's a lot of rain, and the winds and rains working in concert together are really like the voice of the storms, and they focus on breaking through the silence to remind people that creation is alive and responsive. And what's interesting is that storms have a duality. The same force that destroys can also cleanse, can also refresh, can also make new, you know, make room for a renewal. And it goes back to this idea, again, from a Western perspective, when individuals think about this concept of death, death seems to be this final end state. You know, there's no coming back. Like, death is the final thing. So anytime if something is destroyed in a Western context is also considered, you know, like this bad thing that, you know, kind of, you know, just kind of wreaks havoc and creates this finite state. In a Haitian Vodou cosmology, and actually in most African cosmology as well, in indigenous cosmology, what is destroying cleanses. What is death is actually a transition to a new stage of life. So we have to really think about what these concepts mean outside of the Western imagination. So after a storm, think about what happens after a storm. The land feels new. You'll sometimes, if you ever step outside after a storm, the air feels lighter. There's just this vibe. So, you know, in some context, in certain areas, if you look at a storm and the aftermath of the destruction it's created, of physical matter, it's really interesting. And most people stay and think about storms from that context. From a spiritual context, the storm is really about reconnecting. It's about clearing the way in order for a new renewal, a new space, a new creation to be in manifestation. So if we take that same lens and we think about earthquakes are no joke. I don't know, listeners, if you've ever been in a space to experience an earthquake. I've been in situations in my travels that I've experienced them. They can feel really scary if you've never experienced an earthquake. But what's interesting is that an earthquake spiritually carries such deep vibration. And in Vodou, when the ground shakes, it is the spirits of deep ancestral beings that are shifting energy. It's a reminder that even what feels solid is still part of a living, breathing cosmos. So while the tremors are a warning, they're also a renewal. They're a sign of renewal, signaling that change is arriving. So when we see an earthquake, earthquakes should also, from a spiritual perspective, be considered a form of transformation. It's signaling that something old must shift, and energy at a, again, no pun intended, at a seismic level needs to happen to give way for something new to be born. So, you know, when we see from these contexts, natural upheavals like winds and storms are not expressions of divine anger, as sometimes Western narratives suggest, but they're actually expressions of divine truth. They show that life and spirit are always in motion, that balance is dynamic, and that the earth is in communication with us every single day. So in this context, storms and earthquakes become sacred teachers. While they're fierce, they're unpredictable, they are profoundly alive, reminding us that the divine is not distant. It's not some distant entity in the sky, but rather moving through the natural world in every moment alongside of us. With that, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about Met Agau. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more. Met Agao. Met Agao is one of the oldest and most powerful laws in the Voodoo pantheon. Agao is a law most oftenly associated with great natural forces. So he is an elemental law that's not just about one particular, he's a combination. Agao represents the storms. Agao represents thunder. He represents lightning. He represents wind. And also, Agao represents earthquake. He is known for his fierce, immediate power. In the book, Voodoo Songs, author Benjamin Hablwayth says, Agao is served in the Diomain, Petwo, and Gadarits. He is both terrestrial as well as aquatic. Agao is linked to the Holy Spirit or Saint Augustine and is considered powerful. And in other parts of the reading, Hablwayth also links Agao to Saint Roch and to Saint Michael the Archangel. Now, what's really interesting in Christian theology, Saint Michael is one of the most powerful archangels in the Bible. So it's not surprising that many Voodooizans link Met Agao as a similar energy within the Haitian Voodoo cosmology. Met Agao often appears as Agao Tonel, which is the Agao of thunder, emphasizing his role as a controller of thunder and lightning. Enduring violent rains, hurricanes, his presence is considered to be in the moment with the cracking of the thunder and the dynamic skies that's happening. So anytime you see storms rolling and you see that combination of wind, rain, sometimes earthquakes, if you think about all of those kind of working in tandem, that is the majestic force of Agao in action. Met Agao is a law whose power must be respected. When he appears in rituals, and let's say if he possesses someone, that person may shake, they may tremble, they may cry out. Sometimes they move through, you'll see they move like a storm in terms of the expressions that person is showing. So Agao is no joke. Met Agao also is very disciplined. Met Agao is about justice. He does not tolerate deceit. He doesn't tolerate betrayal. He doesn't tolerate disorganization. Met Agao is a force of truth. He is about strength and renewal. Met Agao's roots actually lies in West Africa, particularly in the Fon Yewe region of Benin and Togo. And in the book Voodoo Songs, author Hablwayth says that in Diomain, Agao was the title of the chief of the army of Alada, a position held by Toussaint Louverture's father, Gaou Guinou. So that was an interesting fun fact. In Haitian Voodoo, we see retentions and transformations of these West African patterns. When you think about Agao being kind of a network of laws that are associated with the sky, with the wind, with storms. Many Voodoo houses treat Agao as part of the Rada Nation, even though his energy is fierce. And the Rada Nation of laws are typically characterized as cooler and older. But because of, again, even though he has a fierce nature, a fierce energy, because of his age, because of his stature and his connection back to West Africa, he has been categorized within the Rada Nation. As I mentioned, he makes up a network of similar laws. Earlier in the podcast, we took some time and we talked about Sobobade. And we talked about Sobobade in episode 32. So Agao has a very similar energetic signature as the Loa brothers Sobobade. He's also related to other Loas. So some lineages link Met Agao with Ogu as a companion and playing kind of a storm warrior role. Specifically, he is linked sometimes specifically to Ogu Balenjo or Ogu Tonel. He's also linked to Azakamede, which we sometimes hear the name Azakamede Tonel. So there's a connection with the Azakamede expression of thunder. But he's also, interestingly enough, connected with Simbi in water moving energy settings. So he has a lot of different connections with various different laws. Some Haitian scholars frame his role in relation with other laws. So for example, there's a saying that when the serpent Loa Dambala speaks, Agau answers. So in other words, it's referencing that there's kind of a call and response in the larger sky earth ecology that's happening, which is why it is referred to that the two of them kind of work in tandem. With that, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and continue the conversation about Metagao.
Java do Mutae.
Asio.
Ai, Bobo, Medam.
Ai, Bobo.
Bonsoir, bonsoir. Yeah, Agaude. Comment, protocole, comment, oui, j'en j'en bode, comment, oui. Ave mandé, bon papa, côté, repose, bon, bon,
bonsoir, bonsoir.
Energetic signature. If I was to summarize it, it is dramatic, it is forceful, and it is intense. Remember, Agau embodies the roar of the storm front. He is a combination of not just one element, but several elements in concert with each other, whether we're talking thunder, lightning, winds, and sometimes earthquakes. And his elemental power is raw, and it seeks to renew and also destroy if not respected. So Agau is very intense, and it is important that his power is respected. Agau is also decisive. People describe his approach as being fast and heavy because of the sheer strength that Agau has, the sheer force that he comes into possession. It is highly recommended that those with spiritual strength or those that are initiated are serving him and working with his energy, because again, he requires, you know, immense not only discipline but also just individuals with immense energy to support his expressions. As I mentioned, Agau is also about discipline. There's a common saying associated with Agau that says, if God is willing, which speaks to Agau's need for order, for discipline, and for justice. In African and esoteric traditions, Agau represents destruction that leads to creation. And his main elements are air and electricity. And it's really interesting. In mystical works, Agawu's energy can be used to break harmful spells, to clear spaces, to remove bondages, and he is a protector. So Agawu is a powerful protector. He's a powerful ally to have. He clears the way. He clears negative energy. He clears evil influences, or what I would call malevolent influences, as well as spiritual blockages. As Benjamin Hablethwaite says, Agawu protects his servants from fires and lightning. So when someone is facing a major challenge or obstacle, they can call on Metagawu to break barriers and open new paths in their life. But as I've mentioned before, his energy must be treated with respect. Because if a person is not balanced or properly prepared, his power can bring chaos instead of healing. Agawu, he gives strength and renewal, but he also stays away from anything that's not focused on harmony, that's not focused on balance or justice. So I want to give a big shout out. I want to give a big jabodo tonight and today to Metagawu, Agawu Tonel, Agawu Wedo, Agawu Misan Wedo, Agawu Botokoli, Agawu Komble, Agawu Kombe, Agawu Kata, Agawu Zekle, Agawu Lorai, Agawu Bet Sansan, Agawu Guo Guo Guo, Agawu Mede, Agawu Zetual, Agawu Zetual File, Agawu Lefan, Agawu Net Sepet, Agawu Yeme. Jabodo to all of the Agawu Loas, all the ones I say, all the ones I didn't say, all the ones I know, all the ones I don't know. Jabodo, Jabodo, Jabodo. If we were to switch gears and we talk about Metagawu and talk about comparable deities across other world religions akin to Metagawu's expression, to his energetic signature, there's actually several across numerous different religions. Let's start back on the continent of Africa. If we go back to the Fon and Yewe people, let's say within Benin and Togo, there's what's called Hievesu. Hievesu is the thunder god in Diomean religion. And so that Hievesu is very similar to the Agawu energy. In Yoruba tradition, Sango is the Orisha of thunder, lightning, and justice, famous for the double axe. And I think what's really interesting, if we think about Sango, or sometimes it's pronounced Sango. So if you think about Sango in Vodou, Sango is sometimes also connected to Ogu. And I think this is interesting because Agawu also has a connection to Ogu, specifically Ogu Tonel. So you can see there's a little bit of a concentric circle that's happening with some of the Orishas that are adjacent to Metagawu's energy. I want to also kind of reference Oya. So Oya is another Orisha that's associated with fierce storms and winds. That is also an interesting comparative energetic signature. If we look at the Congo, the Bakongo religions, there's Nzazi. Nzazi is the spirit of thunder and lightning within Central Africa. If we go to Greek mythology, so we think about Zeus. Again, Zeus, similar to Sango, Zeus is sometimes seen as an Ogu Lua, an Ogu expression. He also can sometimes be seen as similar, you know, focused on kingship. So sometimes he has a comparative link to, let's say, Metagasu. But Zeus, if you remember, Zeus is also the god of the sky, of the storms, of the thunderbolt. So he also has, again, that kind of, there's that concentric circle with other deities in other religions. If we switch gears and we look at the Norse religion, we look at Thor. So Thor has been made into mainstream, into secular, the secular space. People think about Thor. They think about some of the superheroes, you know, the kind of the different types of characters. Thor is the god of thunder, is the god of storms. And the hammer is, his hammer is an important artifact within that specific religion. And if we look at the Vedic Hindu religion, Indra is the king of the Vedic gods, but also the god of storms, of rain, and thunder. So lots of different deities across many world religions that have a similar energetic expression as Metagaul. So if you are seeing Metagaul show up in your life, what does that specifically mean? Well, first of all, if Metagaul is showing up in your life, I understand that it is a tremendous blessing in and of itself, because Metagaul can be very particular about who he chooses to walk with him. So if Metagaul is like showing up in your life, if you're seeing kind of those expressions, that is a tremendous blessing, because again, Metagaul is a powerful, powerful ally. If he's showing up in your life, it can mean that there's maybe a transformation on the way, and it's maybe a storm of a transformation that's coming, whether it's internally or it's maybe something that's happening in your life, that there's some sort of clearing that needs to happen. His arrival doesn't bring chaos just for the sake of chaos. It actually brings truth. It brings cleansing. It brings movement. Agawu shakes loose what may be stuck, where there may be stagnant energy. You might feel the need for sudden changes. You may need to speak your truth more boldly. And Metagaul is an energetic expression that you can tap into to really take whatever it is that you're having, any situations you're having in your life, to really, when you think about elevation and going to the next level, Metagaul is the perfect ally to support you in that work. If you think about the combination of what he represents, again, he represents not just one element. This is a combination of different elements. So in that context, Agawu's energy is raw. It is loud. It is honest. Agawu says to, you know, in terms of if he's showing up in your life, he's telling you to stop hiding your power. He teaches that strength isn't about control. It's about letting your energy move freely. And it's his presence in your life is reminding you to honor the natural world, right? Honor the sky, the rain, the elements that keep life alive. So when Metagaul walks with you, you have to understand it is no joke. It is a tremendous honor, but with tremendous honor and tremendous power comes tremendous responsibility. Agawu reminds you to walk with awareness, speak with honesty, and let your inner storm bring renewal, not fear. Javoda. So again, Agawu showing up in your life, stop hiding your power, own your space, own your power. To our dearest Metagaul, we love you. We honor you today. Metagaul, the mighty loa of the thunder, of the rain, of the winds, of the storms, of the earthquake. We thank you for your fierce voice, and we thank you for reminding us of our strength and of our place in the world. Your thunder clears the air. Your lightning shows the hidden path. Your rain feeds the earth and our spirits. We honor the balance that you bring, destruction and renewal, power and peace. May your energy move through us with courage. May your storm cleanse what no longer serves us. And may we walk with the strength and the clarity of your roar. Jabodo, Jabodo, Jabodo. With that, let's close out in prayer. Thank you to the Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all of the divine saints, spirits, ancestors, and protectors, both known and unknown, who've accompanied us in the sacred gathering. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. We affirm that all that is needed has been received. All that is to be learned will unfold. And all that is to be shared will bear fruit in time. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending time with us in our digital laku. Make sure to follow or subscribe so you never miss an update. Have a question, thoughts, or comments about today's episode? Email us at aguacerito@gmail.com. And don't forget to share this episode with the first person that comes to mind who might need to hear this message as well. Join us next time as we honor on the Loi Maîtresse Ezuli Freda, the Loi of Love, Beauty, and Luxury in Haitian Vodou. Until then, keep learning, growing, and pushing forward on your journey. Aibo bo ago ago, bo rababa asao alaso, awoshenago javodo afutai, bilolo swakongo kwa sembo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerito podcast show.
Bye.
for joining us on the Aguacerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Aguacerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.